Captain Charles Sturt was a famous explorer of Australia. He led several expeditions into the interior of the continent, starting from Sydney, later from Adelaide. He was searching to determine if there was an inland sea. Australia had a number of rivers flowing inland, so many people assumed there was sea nearby to the west. His expeditions traced several of the westward flowing rivers. Eventually, he established that they all merged into the Murray River, and that then the Murray River turned south to the sea. There was no inland sea. He was a man of great courage, having to face drought, intense heat, lack of supplies and hostile Aboriginal people. He was also a man of faith and prayer. His faith is very apparent from his journal. He constantly took all of his plans and problems to the Lord in prayer. Like most Australian explorers faced with a hostile environment, Sturt leaned hourly on God's mercy. At night he slept with a Bible under his pillow. When he had to lighten his load in the remote Australian desert, he jettisoned an oil lamp rather than his Bible. Sturt was born in 1795 in India, the eldest son of 13 children. His father was a judge under the British East India Company. He was educated in England. He gained a position in the British Army and fought against Napoleon at Waterloo. He rose to captain and was sent to Australia with his regiment in 1827 at age 32. For his first exploratory expedition, Governor Darling sent Sturt to follow and map the Macquarie River. They got as far as the Darling River, which they named, but were unable to track the river any further as the surrounding country was in the grip of a terrible drought and the streams had dried up. However, he had proved that northern New South Wales was not a giant inland sea. His next expedition was in 1829 at age 34, when he persuaded Governor Darling to allow him to follow the Murrumbidgee River inland. Despite Aboriginal threats, he sailed and rowed all the way to the Murray River and thence to Lake Alexandrina, which he named. He continued on and found the region where the Murray reached the sea in the south. This area was not passable by boat, so ocean-going vessels could not sail up the Murray River. The trip back was a nightmare. The men he had left at the depot he created on the Murrumbidgee River had left the depot, taking the supplies with them. Supplies were low and his men were exhausted. One man went insane due to the ordeal. Sturt went blind for many months and suffered eye problems for the rest of his life. At Narrandera, he sent three men to try and catch the other party. They were successful, and so supplies were replenished. Because of Sturt's explorations, the city of Adelaide was settled. Sturt returned to England for a couple of years, then in 1834 was given 5,000 acres of land near Mittagong in New South Wales. In 1838, he made another famous overland trek from Sydney to Adelaide, taking a herd of much-needed cattle. This time the journey took just 40 days, and he proved that the Hume and the Murray were one and the same river, the Hume being in upper reach of the Murray. He then settled in South Australia and was appointed Surveyor General and later Registrar General. In 1838, he again decided to explore the inland of Australia, this time heading north from Adelaide. He endured drought and very high temperatures of 67 degrees centigrade. His second-in-command, Poole, died of scurvy. The expedition passed through what are now known as Broken Hill, Cooper's Creek and Sturt Stony Desert. He was 240 kilometres from the centre of Australia and in the Simpson Desert when forced to turn back to Fort Grey. His party had travelled 1,500 kilometres and were completely exhausted. Sturt decided to make one last try to find an inland sea. He took with him three men. This expedition was again a dreadful ordeal. The heat was so intense it burst their thermometers. The country was gripped by drought and the water holes were drying up. Sturt became ill and they were forced to turn back. Sturt was, in fact, so ill that they had to carry him in a dray. Eventually they returned to Adelaide. He had been away a year and 5 months. Sturt was treated as a hero and given a gold medal. He had pioneered a route to the centre of Australia. Sturt returned to England in 1851, where he died in 1869 at age 74. Charles Sturt was a Christian we honour, a great Australian explorer, and a man of faith. Christians, man.